Proverbs chapter 9, these are the words of God. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. What is the woman called who's building her house in this verse, Ezekiel?
He said wisdom.
I didn't hear
you. He said shout it out because I was pointing to the word.
Wisdom.
Oh.
Wisdom has built her house. Hewn out what, Victoria?
Her seven pillars.
So this is what kind of house if she's hewn out, so cut out of solid stone or granite, seven pillars. What's that saying about the house, John? Beatrice, what's it saying about the house? Chrissa?
That it's a big grand house.
A big grand house, a very
strong,
strong house. She has slaughtered her meat. What is she fixing to do there, John?
Eat.
But she's just slaughtered it herself. So, I mean, the smallest you could go is a lamb. Is that enough meat for one lady? A whole lamb? What do you think, John? What do you think, Beatrice? What, is it just barely enough?
No.
No? More than, what do you think she's getting ready to do?
Have people over.
Have party. Exercise hospitality. And are they gonna have meh food or yum and really good hearty food? Really good food. And is there just gonna be a little bit or is there gonna be plenty? Okay. So, big grand house, strong house, well provided and pleasant house. She has mixed her wine. All right. Independent Fundamental Baptist notwithstanding, God is saying that this is going to be a place of joy and health. Okay, this is not the wine of wrath. This is Lady Wisdom mixing it for them. Okay? So, she's mixing the wine with water to water it down. Well, no. She is multiplying different kinds of grapes. This is not just regular wine. This is well-planned, well-crafted, there's the word, well-crafted wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. What does maidens mean there? Who can help me with that? Yes, Beatrice.
Her servants.
Yes. She's got lady servants who are going to attend well, make sure everyone is taken care of and comfortable and knows where things are and that their needs don't go unnoticed. Okay? She cries out from the highest places of the city, "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." What does simple mean? Yes, John. Weak with respect to what? Their body or their mind?
Body.
No. Might, yes. Weak-minded, simple, literally only able to focus or think about one thing at a time, doesn't understand many things at once and how things go together. There's actually a kind of right way to be simple. We would use the word pure or single-minded in that case, which is to have the right thing as the one main focus that all of the other thoughts belong to be of a single mind in that way. But when this particular word is used to be simple-minded, it means lacking understanding. easy to fool. Hadn't really thought everything through. Like the dogs from that cartoon movie a while ago, who seemed like they were real smart, right? But then they would be in the middle of answering something, and a squirrel! And they could only think of one thing at a time. And so when they thought of the squirrel, that's all they thought of. Okay, so she says, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine that I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. Okay, so obviously this is a word picture. And what she's saying is that if you are simple or if you lack understanding, if you don't think much in life, you're just reacting. And so you're kind of focused on the one thing that you want or the one thing that you're doing. And you're not understanding things and planning and living properly and doing everything for a good reason and considering many things at once in deciding what is the best thing to do or the best way to do it. If you haven't learned to be skilled at thinking well, then you're like someone without a house or with too small a house or with a shabby house that is going to crumble the first time the wind blows. Not a house with seven hewn out pillars. Or you're like a starving person who never eats, and you like a person who is bodily weak. And maybe that's why you were thinking of that, John. But it's a word picture. She's saying, and what the Bible is saying, what the Holy Spirit is saying in our passage this morning is that we are like starving homeless people if we don't spend time with wisdom. Now, what is the beginning of wisdom? Who could tell me that? Beatrice, what's the beginning of wisdom?
The fear of the Lord.
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Worshipping the Lord, honoring Him is the beginning of wisdom. And where can we find and learn and build wisdom? Yes, Victoria. In the Bible. And so it's actually referring to if you are not worshiping God regularly, if you are not if you're not studying His word in that worship, whether it's the daily worship you have your own or the family worship we have whenever we come together as a family, or the Lord's Day worship, for which God has sanctified, consecrated, declared holy one day a week, and upon which God has declared His blessing, that He would bring blessedness, true happiness, and true good for us, that He has declared that He would use that day. So if we are not worshiping God at these regular times, and then having the rest of our life shaped as worship. That's what fearing the Lord means. It means living in wonder at, and as an act of worship unto God. That we would live always before His face, wondering at Him, amazed at Him, with a worshipful heart. In wonder at Him. But that worshipful heart means not only that we live in wonder at Him, the fear of the Lord, but also as an act of worship unto Him. That we do our math as worship unto Him, and we do our chores as worship unto Him, and we're kind to one another as worship unto Him, and all the things that we know that the Lord has given us to do. All of our duties, all of our obedience, all of our service, all of our kindness. That everything that we do would be done not as an act of hoping that we would get worshipped, right? It's possible to do lots of good things in hope that somebody else will notice how wonderful we are. But really, we ought to be doing all of those things as a response to how wonderful God is. Okay, so that's wisdom. And what she's saying is, and what the, sorry, what Lady Wisdom is saying in this passage, or what the Holy Spirit is saying by painting for us this word picture of Lady Wisdom, is that wisdom is a safe place and a joyful place and a health-giving place and a strength-giving place. Why would anyone want to live their lives in any other way than having this worship and studying the Word and having our lives shaped this way? It says, it's like the wealthy lady with the fantastic house and the very well-trained servants is throwing this great big banquet at her house, and she has invited everyone, and everyone is invited, aren't they? You're all invited to worship God and to live your life as an outflowing of our worshiping God. This way that He produces real, genuine Bible wisdom. We're all invited to that. And so Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 6 is saying, how could you ignore such an invitation, such a blessing as a life of wisdom? Let's pray and ask God to help us live these lives of wisdom. Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you most of all that Christ is unto us your wisdom for us. That fear of you that is the beginning of wisdom finds its own beginning in trusting in Jesus, belonging to him, belonging to you through him and in him. We pray, O Lord, that you would stir up our faith, that we would cling to Christ, that we would come to our private worship or our family worship times or congregational worship on the Lord's Day, clinging to him, rejoicing in your being our God and your making us to be your own dear people, and then giving ourselves to worshiping you, giving ourselves to your word as we read it and hear it explained and sing it and pray its thoughts and for the fruit of it in our lives, even as we're doing now. Oh God, grant unto us to answer the call of Lady Wisdom, to sit and feast at her banquets, to be protected in her house, to speak in a way of, in the way of the word picture you gave us in these verses. Oh, grant to my children that they would never depart from this house or stop feasting at this banquet, but that their entire life would be punctuated by the rhythm of worshiping you, that their hearts and minds and choices and desires and actions and attitudes, that all of these would be shaped day by day, week by week, by your worship, by your word, that you would grant to them a blessed life in this world and perfect blessedness forever, that you would grant unto them to be used of you in giving this to others upon whom you have set your redeeming love in Jesus, that you would grant to them to have children and grandchildren whose lives in this world are full of this blessedness and who enjoy perfect blessedness forever in Christ. Lord, we thank you for what wisdom truly is, and we pray that you would make us to live lives of this true wisdom. For we ask it in Jesus' name, and your children in this house say,
Amen.
Amen.